So who's on the line with us right now, Jason?
Oh, we got Mark Hollis here to talk about the Rocket Mortgage Classic coming up. This is, I think, one of the funnest things that we have in Metro Detroit. Sad to see that this will be the last year. But, Mark, welcome. Tell us what to expect and who we're going to see out there golfing this year.
Well, it's great to be with you, Jason, and I apologize. Lloyd called and he wanted a little extra time to talk about the Mets. So,
you just tell it all
my
secrets.
I held off a little bit on timing. Give me some time, Mark. We are really excited about the 26 Rocket Classic. Going to be the best field that we've had in our history, 8 years here in Detroit. Some of the fun things we've done is new parking locations out at Lawrence Tech and Oakland Mall. It makes it a lot more convenient for folks coming in. Ticket prices are among the most affordable on the PGA Tour. That's a decision we made quite some time. And as you mentioned, while this is the final edition of the Rocket Classic here at the Detroit Golf Club, there's so much that's been accomplished with this event over the years. $10 million changing the digital inclusion equation here in the city of Detroit, as well as helping a lot of youth groups from College Career and Beyond or Midnight Golf, First Tee, Detroit PAL. It's been fun to be part of this, and in no way are we stepping back from Detroit. There's a lot more great things to do, and Rock Entertainment Group and Rocket, of course, our leader, Dan Gilbert, we're all fired up and ready to keep this city thriving.
And Mark, you know, the original mission was to put a national spotlight on the city of Detroit. You feel that mission has been fully achieved?
Yeah, I've stated, you know, right up front that between the Detroit Grand Prix and the Rocket Classic, it's the reason we got the NFL draft. It's the reason we got the Final Four. It was kind of the start of the resurgence of big sporting events being in Detroit. And while professional golf is going through a lot of changes, I think it's time for us to step back and pause, and the leadership with Rocket and everyone else agrees that there's so much to accomplish here. You look at when this event started in 2019 and what's happened with this city, and that CBS spotlight has really helped, and it's brought other events to Detroit in a big way.
Tell us about some of the golfers we'll see out there this year.
Well, we have our media day. We've announced six of them already, but we have our media day, and we're going to have a really big announcement about something we're doing downtown that's going to be a lot of fun and capture some attention. But Cam Young, he's ranked third in the world. You've got Ricky Fowler, of course, who comes back every year. Tony Finau, who's a fan favorite. You've got Russell Henley, who's ranked eighth in the world. Xander Schauffele, who's right around 10. So you've got some of the biggest names that are coming in. The beauty of the event is it's now later. It's usually right around the 4th of July or the last week of June. We're now toward the last week of July, July 30th to August 2nd. Better for people that live here because of the desire to go up north around that 4th of July time, whether you have a place or not. But also for players, you're going to see a lot of players dropping in the last couple of weeks as they're trying to pick up those coveted FedEx Cup points to either get in the FedEx Cup playoffs, which start 2 weeks later, or stay in with the top 70 making the field.
And Mark, you know, the one thing I just really love about the tournament, and I think you mentioned this, is – the way the tournament gave back, and it gives back to the city, and that bridging that digital divide, which was so very important, and it really made a difference.
It really is, and that's the core. As you look at what Dan's done across many programs, not just the Rocket Classic, what he has provided for the city and will continue to provide is remarkable. I don't know of another individual that has done so much and cares so much about every resident, about every visitor that comes to the city. And that's the beauty of what this event did for the 8 years of its existence. And we're going to hit it with a really big pop this year and make it the best Rocket Classic Detroit's ever seen. And, you know, a celebration, a party of such, you know, good things start, good things end. And yet there's going to be something right on the tail that's going to pick up the pieces.
Mark Hollis, Rocket Mortgage Classic Tournament Director, also host of JR Sunday on WJR. Yeah. We appreciate you being here, buddy.
And I'm a big fan of Jason. My dad was a lobbyist for Macomb Schools, and yeah, I love his insight. I just sit back and I learn something every day. If you can't have Chris Renwick, you better have Jason.
Uh-huh. See, you took that call from Jason for you to say that, too. I know. I know how that worked. Okay. Yeah. All right, Mark. Have a good one, buddy. See you later.
Mark. Thanks.
Yep. All right. Coming up, we have a WJR sweet deal for you. from Guernsey Farms Dairy. We'll talk to someone from there, 849. That sweet deal coming up next on JR Morning.